Welcome to Bethlehem Covenant Church's Sermon Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed as you listen to this message.
Good morning, Bethlehem Covenant Church. Thanks for joining us here on this October 12th. It is a good day. I hope it is a good day for you. I'm wearing a sweater today because we've entered into a little cooler part of the fall. I love this time of year. I love everything outside, being able to take a little walk. And it not be too hot, no bugs biting, just a beautiful season, beautiful colors. Man, we had a moon this week. I apologize, by the way, for all the moons and the suns I put out there on Facebook. That's pretty much my only post. It is so big out here, this giant moon, and such a harvest moon, so it's kind of got that orange tint to it. And it was gorgeous. It was so big, and it was just beautiful there, shining on the fields that had just been cut for harvest. And so beautiful, beautiful time of year. I hope things are going well for you. I know that our women had a wonderful retreat last weekend, and I know the guys got a retreat coming up this coming weekend for out at Covenant Cedars. So looking forward to that too. In a couple weeks, we have our fall festival. And we will have all the same things we do each year out here. It's going to be on Sunday, October 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. We'll have trunk or treat there where the kids can dress up and get some candy. We'll have hay rack rides. We'll have a whole bunch of pumpkins and carving and painting and different food. We'll have a fire pit outside for s'mores. There's just a lot of games and things, fun for the whole family to come on out and just spend an afternoon. Let's pray for really good weather for that, because it really is a remarkable spot out here to just be together and have some fun enjoying all that God has given to us. We also are collecting right now for Community Closet. We still need more laundry soap, new socks, new underwear. If you want to donate those, we have 2 weeks or a little less than, I think, until we do our distribution days. So get them in maybe this week if you're interested in picking those up and dropping those off at the church. And then we have a sign-up sheet here in the hallway, the entryway of the church, if you would like to help in the distribution of Community Closet there. 45 or so families will come and pick up clothes and things there. And if you would like to help with that, we would love to have you. That's coming up here as well. All right, if you have your Bibles, turn with me over to Psalm 23 as we continue on in our sermon series here on the names of God. We're going to look at Jehovah Rohi today, which is the Lord is my shepherd. And we're going to look at what that means today. So Psalm 23, and then I'm also going to read from the New Testament when Jesus speaks about himself as the shepherd in John 10. So you could put a finger there in that part in the New Testament, because we'll go one to the other here to open up the sermon time. So Psalm 23, it says this: "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me besides the still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me along in the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies and anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Can someone say amen? Amen. And then Jesus' words from John 10. I'm going to read here verses 1 to 4 and then 11 through 18. He says this: "Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but comes in by some other way, is just a thief and a robber. For the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. For when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away, and the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's the hired hand and he cares nothing for the sheep. But I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, and I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there'll be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. This morning we look at one of the most beloved names for God in all of the Bible, and that is Shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. This Hebrew name is Jehovah Rohi, and it first appears in Psalm 23. I read Psalm 23 at almost every funeral that I do. It is a great comfort and peace. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside those still waters where I can drink. He restores my soul. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I need not fear. It says he goes with me even in there. Psalm 23 was written a long time ago by King David. And before becoming a king, David was once a shepherd. It was his job when he was young. He tended to his father's sheep. So he knows exactly what it means to be a shepherd, what a shepherd does, and how a shepherd never stayed in one place. They had to lead their sheep to wherever the food and the water was, and they never stopped watching over their sheep. Even at night, they laid down at the gate of the pen, ready, because the wilderness is not a safe place. With thieves out there and wild animals wanting dinner, David was always having to watch over his sheep with his rod and his staff and his slingshot ready. The sheep needed a shepherd, and they came to trust in theirs. He put his life on the line for them and always was faithful to taking them to where they needed to be for water and food. Even when he had to lead them through the dark valleys, they would follow. David knew the life of a shepherd. It was his job to look after every one of his father's sheep. What is even more is that Rohi, or shepherd, was also a very commonly used word for king. The king was for his people like a shepherd was for his sheep. He would watch over his people. He would think more of them than himself. He would protect them from their enemies, make sure they had all they needed. David was king over Israel, and people looked to him, just like those sheep used to look to him. So what David is saying in Psalm 23 is actually very significant. He is saying, "The Lord is my shepherd." As the people look to him, he looks to God. The shepherd has a shepherd. The king has a king, and it is the Lord. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. He watches over me. He watches over us. We are his people. We are his sheep. We can rest at night knowing that he is looking after us." Psalm 100 also reminds us of this truth. It says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." We are his. We belong to the Lord. That is what Jesus was saying in that other scripture from John 10. He said, he's no hired hand. He is their shepherd. We are his sheep. God had made a covenant with his people, Israel. They were his. And when Jesus came, God in the flesh, he said in John 10, "I have other sheep too, and I bring them in also." That means you and me. no longer just the nation of Israel being watched over, but all of us Gentiles now who believe in him are now a part of this one flock, he says, the one shepherd, the one faith, the one Lord in Christ. We too are able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. We belong to God. He watches over us. For me, this is one of the most significant truths of this name, the Lord is my shepherd. It is that it is personal. It's personal. It reveals the intimate nature of our God. He knows my name. I am his. For this is the only name for God that we have looked at so far that includes the intimate possessive my within the name. Jehovah Rohi is literally translated, the Lord is my shepherd, mine. It is a declaration. The name isn't translated, the Lord is a shepherd, but the Lord is my shepherd. I am his and he is mine. And we stand on that faith. It's like the name Father that we say for God as well, even in the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven. How the Bible says we are only by faith and through the Holy Spirit able to declare Abba, Father, because it's a declaration of faith. It is a belief and a trust that God actually is our Father as he claims to be. So to this name, we are saying a statement of faith that the Lord is my shepherd in Christ, right? This is what makes this name for God so incredibly significant and special. It is that in Christ, we who trust in him now belong to him. The Lord is my shepherd. We believe that he loves us, that he cares about us, that he knows us personally, that he watches over us and our church and our family, and that he leads us. He leads us. Like Psalm 121 says, the Lord watches over your life. This is what I believe with my faith, that he loves me and how in Christ we belong to him and that he is faithful to lead us and even lay down his life for us. He is our good shepherd. And of all the voices calling out to me every day, of all the opinions and people telling me what I need to do and what to believe and who I am and who I'm supposed to fear or to hate or whatever, how I'm supposed to live, there's really only one voice that you and I should be listening to above all the others. One voice that we can truly trust in and obey because he knows us, because we are his, and that is the Lord. He is my shepherd. I am his and he is mine. He knows me. He sees me. He goes with me. And all that I need today, he will provide and he will lead me to it. I'm not alone in the universe. I belong to him. There is someone who has found me, who has called me by name, and who has led me home. I am his. I'm actually going to quote an Avril Lavigne song here. I have no idea if she believes in Jesus Christ or not, but I love her song, I'm With You. And I don't know what was in her heart or head as she wrote the words, but I think they are really deep. The song says, I'm standing on a bridge. I'm waiting in the dark. I thought you'd be here by now. There's nothing but the rain, no footsteps on the ground. I'm listening, but there's no sound. Isn't anyone trying to find me? Won't someone come take me home? How I wish I could make everyone see there is someone who's searching for you and who finds you on every bridge and in every dark valley and in every locked room. Oh my goodness, on every cold night, there is someone, and he loves you like none other, and he's never stopped. And in this life when we wander, oh how we wander, but he's there. He knows where we're at. At times when we feel so alone, We're not alone. He's there. For the Lord is my shepherd. He searches for me. He finds me because I belong to him. Jesus said he leaves the 99 to go and search for you because you matter to him. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, a few things I want to mention about this name, just three. First thing is this: the Lord is my shepherd, but I also need to let him be. We can fight God's leading in our life, can't we? We can keep running away from God and what he's asking us to do. But the call is that we would learn to trust and obey him and to follow him, because he alone knows where the water is. He alone knows where the food is. He knows the dangers that are ahead, and he steers us in the right paths for his name's sake. So we've got to humble ourselves every day to know that we are sheep in need of a shepherd who can show us the way. Will we let the Lord be our shepherd today? The true sheep of God are those who have put their faith in him and let him lead. They believe in Christ who came and died for their sins and rose to give them eternal life. And they put their faith in him and they invite him to be the Lord of their life. And by his Spirit, he speaks to them and they learn to trust in his voice and his way and follow. And none of us do this perfectly. We are all sinners who, even after salvation, still struggle and daily need his grace. But we do need to ask the question today: is the Lord really my shepherd? I know he's my savior, and he is my shepherd in the general sense of watching over my life, but am I allowing him to shepherd me? Or am I still doing what I want to do every day, not seeking him, not listening to him, not learning from him a new and a better way than my way? Because it's one thing to call the Lord your shepherd. It's another thing to follow him, isn't it? To let him actually daily lead your life and your relationships and your work. But this is when it really gets good, you see, when we do turn over the controls and we dare to say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done in me. And in that daily relationship with God, that's when it really becomes real and it becomes good. I have learned in my life that this doesn't just happen. You have to cultivate that relationship with the Lord every day. You have to want him to be your shepherd more than anything. You've got to put God first. You have to get to that point where you realize, I've gone my own way enough. I need someone to show me. You have to seek him with all your heart. But I promise you, as the word declares, if you seek him, you will find him. But you got to spend time with the Lord every day, in the mornings or whenever you got, just through your day. You got to open his word to let him be your shepherd. You got to call on his name. But if you do, this is when you begin to learn your shepherd's voice and you begin to know and trust how to follow it instead of just doing your life with a little bit of religion mixed in. No, we want the Lord to be our shepherd, a real thing every day of our week. And the world will not make this easy. The enemy will try to fill your life with so many voices and so many things that you got no time for God and you can barely hear his voice. The world will distract you, entertain you, will cause you to waste 2 hours on mindless reels on your phone instead of even just 10 minutes listening to the voice of your shepherd. It will try to get you to follow the crowd or even just follow your own fleshly desires instead of to know him and to be led of him exactly, leading you to where you need to go to be satisfied. Isaiah 53 says, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And that is true. It takes effort and time to develop a relationship with the Lord where you begin to recognize and trust his voice over all the others. Now, maybe you have heard this before, but it was very significant to me when I learned it. On one of my trips to Israel, our guide taught us about shepherds and how all around the wilderness, in Judea, there are these sheep pens, and they're almost like little motels for sheep, the gated off areas. And the shepherds knew exactly where they were all along the wilderness. And as they would lead their flock, they would lead them to these stops at night, and they would round up their sheep into their sheep, these sheep pens that were out there, like these little gated areas. And they're all over the wilderness there. And many shepherds would use the same ones. And so on any given night, you might have a few shepherds using the same sheep pen. But here's the amazing thing that would happen. In the morning, each shepherd would get up and take turns and call out to their sheep. And it was remarkable, but I was told this, that sheep get to know the voice of their shepherd. So when another shepherd stands up and says, let's go, they don't move. But when their shepherd says, okay, time to go, they recognize that voice. And they stand up and they walk towards him. Sheep have this amazing ability to know their shepherd's voice. They may not always follow. Sometimes they wander, but they do know it when they hear it. Now, I have never owned sheep, but I have had a dog. And our beloved dog, Buster, he was a great dog. I think he was the best dog in the whole world, to be honest with you. He died a couple years ago, and we still all miss him. Me and my family will at times come across a photo on our phone of Buster, and we'll share it in our family group text, and we will all go, all Buster. Because we loved him and we miss him. Well, I know some of your dogs are well behaved, but Buster, if he was outside and I opened the door for him to come back in and I would call out to him by name, Buster, he would come if he was alone, sure. But if he saw a squirrel or he saw a rabbit or somebody from church drove into the parking lot, I could call him, shout to him, come. Even bribe him with a treat. But no way. No matter how much I yelled, he was gone. On the rare occasion now, Buster would hear my voice and stop for a second and look back at me, you know. And you could see he was thinking. He knew he was going to get in trouble if he kept going that way. So, you know, he was thinking for a minute. But 99% of the time, he would look at me. And he would choose the car, and he would run. Even though Buster got hit by a car one time so bad that he now walked with this limp in his body to the side, he still would go after that car. Oh, the sinful nature in us. Are we any different from this, really? Come on. I mean, I can chase cars, even after being hit by them. I can follow my sinful flesh. I can go my way. Even when I hear him saying, Dan, watch out. When we come to faith in Jesus Christ and we learn more about his love for us and the life that he has for us, we not only find forgiveness in him, but we learn over time as we cultivate that relationship. We learn his voice and we learn we can trust it. His way means life. I would ask you, who's primarily guiding your life? Are you just chasing the latest car? Following your own wants, lusts, fears, worries, past frustrations, people, opinions on social media, friends who you want to impress, or just the cares and the worries of this world, which will never satisfy? Or are you being led by your shepherd who calls you by name because you are his, who lays down his life for you because he loves you so much, who through his spirit now wants to guide you if you will let him? He knows exactly where you need to go. Take time to learn his voice and let him lead. But the second thing that spoke to me about this name, the Lord is our shepherd, is the importance of knowing what his goals, our shepherd's goals are for us, where he wants to take our life, what he wants to do in our life, and to know that he alone can get us to there. I heard a great saying from our Nebraska football coach, Matt Rhule, this week. He was on a talk show, and he was talking about the importance of vision and knowing as a team where you're going and making sure you're on the right path to accomplish those goals. And he gave this illustration. He said, I can drive on 80 West for a really, really long time, but I'm never going to get to the airport. If I want to get to the airport, I got to turn around, get on the right road, headed in the right direction. And he was talking about knowing your goals and making sure you're on the right path to accomplish those goals. Because it doesn't matter how hard you work, if you're on the wrong road, you're not going to get there. Well, the same is true in our walk with Christ. Do we know the goals our Lord has for us in this life? And are we on that path to get there? Do we know what the Lord desires, for example, for our marriage? Or are we working really hard at things, but the wrong thing, the wrong way? Do we know what the Lord wants for our church? How we can accomplish it? You know, and are we on that path with Him? We got to know the goals of the shepherd, where He wants to take us, and then we have to ask the question, are we even on the right path to get there? And here's the thing we all know. God's goals for your life are often very different than the world and what it says is success. So are you trying to accomplish the world's goals or your Lord's goals in this life? Because they're different. I think of the rich young ruler. He was successful in all the ways of the world. But when he came to Jesus and he said, "What else do I need to do to find the life that is really life?" He wanted to love God and love his neighbor. But he also had in his head this idea of what he wanted to do and the success in the world's eyes. He had this power and wealth, but he wanted also a good religion maybe. And so when he came to Jesus and he asked, Jesus said, "Well, one thing you lack, give away all this stuff and come and follow me. Let me be your shepherd. Give you a whole new thing to live for. Set for you new goals in life and a new life." Well, the man walked away from Jesus because he couldn't let go. You know, the allure of wealth and the vision that he wanted for his life, he couldn't do both. Jesus said, "You can't serve two shepherds." Who are you going to follow? If the Lord is our shepherd, we need to know what his goals are for our life. And if we're on the right road to get there and be willing to lay down all our plans for him. But here's the coolest part, though, I think. The Bible teaches us that God's goals for our life, God doesn't just lay them out for us and say, "Go and do them. Here's the map." The glorious truth of the Christian life is that we believe that there's not just a path, there is a person who we follow. Jesus told the rich young ruler not just what to do, but who to follow. Him. The Lord is our shepherd. He said to his disciples in John 14, "You know the way." And when Thomas said, "We don't, tell us," Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You know, follow me. I'll take you to where you need to go. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'll be with you to the ends of the earth. Follow me. I will fulfill the plans I have for you." So you got to know what his goals are, which are different from the world, but then you got to know he is the only way to accomplishing those goals that God has for you in life. The path is a person, Jesus Christ. It is a walk with him. There is no way to the Father except through him. There is no righteousness apart by faith in him. You got to come to him. You got to believe and abide in him every day. Without him, there's no fruit, right? So no matter how hard we try, going our way in our strength, we will never get to the goals that God has for our life that way. We've got to surrender to his path and his way. He is the shepherd. He alone can get me to where I need to be. And I think that's super important. Proverbs 3, 4, and 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." He will. He won't just say, "Here's the map, follow it." He'll say, "Here I am, follow me. Take my hand, invite me to be the Lord of every day, and I'm going to show you every day where you need to go. One step at a time, I will get you there. Not to your goals, but to mine." And then the final thought I have for us on this name of God, the Lord is my shepherd, that I wanted to leave you with is how in John 10, Jesus is being very specific here, that he is the good shepherd. And he is declaring that he is God, come down in the flesh to lead, guide, and to save our life. And I love in John 10 how Jesus says, the hired hand is not the shepherd. I am. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And he is talking specifically about those religious people in positions of power, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, the high priests who had become corrupted and no longer heard the voice of God. They only wanted to hear themselves speak and their ideas, and they were only thinking of what was best for them, not what God wanted anymore. They were not teaching God's word anymore. They were just teaching traditions and rules of men, and they didn't certainly love the people or lead them well. So Jesus came to do that, to be the good shepherd. And in Ezekiel 34, we read the prophecy written 600 years before Jesus of how God says he's going to come down and shepherd his people. Why? Because the hired hands hadn't done it. They only thought of themselves and let the people wander and scatter. So in Ezekiel 34, God says, I will come and shepherd my people. I will search for the strays and bring them back. I will rescue them and tend to them and bind up the injured, spiritually speaking, and strengthen the weak. I will do it. I will make a covenant of peace with them. This is our God. And it's now being revealed in Jesus Christ. He is come. He is taking back what is rightfully his, taking it away from the leadership of those who didn't lead, that Christ would now lead our life forever, be our Lord, our great high priest, our good shepherd in our life. In a way, John 10 is Jesus saying, I am fulfilling this prophecy. I am the Lord your shepherd. Don't follow those guys anymore. Follow me. All you can, who can hear my voice, he's saying, who can tell the difference, follow me. And the real shepherd, he is good, Jesus said. You know him because he's good. He's willing to lay down his life for his sheep, whereas the hired hand are not willing. They run away to save their own life, but not the real shepherd. The real shepherd, Jesus says, lays down his life for his sheep. And that was Jesus Christ. He is the real deal you can trust your life to. He is the one who made you and you are his. You hear his voice and you can just believe it. You know that he cares about you and your family. And so you can trust him. The way forward is him. The Lord is my shepherd. What a powerful name that is. A good shepherd who came and laid down his life and every day wants to lead and to help us reach the goals that God has for us, taking us down the right path for his name's sake to the place which he has prepared for us. And he is faithful to do it and able. He'll get us there. And even those times when we wander away and chase the cars, he will bring us back and he will never leave or forsake us. He knows our name. And we are his. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside those still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, because you go with me even there. Your rod and your staff, they will comfort me. You prepare a table before me and anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Have a wonderful Sunday, everyone. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To stay up to date with all of Bethlehem Covenant Church's information and events, head to bccwaverly.org.